Maseches Ksubis, Perek Vov, Mishneh Gimel. We're talking here about the Nidunya that the Isha brings into the marriage, and what has to be written into the Ksuba as to what the husband was Mikabel from her. There is naturally going to be an additional amount that he guarantees in the Ksuba for her from what he received, because he can always make parnasa, he can always invest the dowry that she has brought into the marriage. Paska lahachnis loy elef dinar. If she agreed to bring in 1,000 dinrim, elef dinar, for the marriage, he has to write in the Ksuba 1,500 mana, meaning $1,500 zuz. A elef dinar is 1,000 dinrim. He has to write in 1,500 dinrim. Ukeneged hashum hu poisek pochus chaimish. And if she doesn't bring in mizumanim, the first property, the first thing was kesef. Over here, we're taking kineged hashum, something that has to be evaluated. So hu poisek pochus chaimish. If she brings in property that needs to be evaluated, movable chattel, so like begodim or klei habayis, so he writes in the ksuba less, 1/5 less. So if the, for example, the shum was 1,000 dinar, so he writes 1/5 less, which would be 800 dinrim. Shum bimona, vishova mona. Let's say what was evaluated was 100, and it actually was worth 100, meaning he wrote a shuma in the ksuba already of a mana, but he wasn't poiches it. She actually brings in vishava mana. Ein loy ela mana. He does not, he cannot go back and write in the ksuba less. He can't be mafchisi, meaning he can't guarantee her. He already wrote the ksuba. He can't ask her to bring in another 25 dinrim. Because, 25 zuz, because once it was written and there was no evaluation in the Beis HaChasana, he has no right to demand more, and therefore that's all she has to bring in. Shum bimona, he noisenes shloishim va'achas sela v'dina. If they actually evaluated something and they wrote that we're going to put into the ksuba a mana and you have to give obviously something more, meaning mana is 1/5 less, she has to give, she has to bring into the marriage shloishim va'achas sela v'dinar, which equals 125 dinrim. The math is going to be the same. And if they were shum that she's going to bring in, that he's going to write in 400 of movable chattel, he noisena, she has to give chamesh meis. And the Mishnah seems to be redundant, but the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a small amount. The second part of the Mishnah is a larger amount. There's no difference. Whatever she's going to bring in, he writes 1/5 less. When it comes to movable chattel, what he's paisek in the ksuba, and he writes in the ksuba that's being guaranteed of her property, is 1/5 less. So when it comes to mezumin, when it comes to kesef, the Reish is telling us that she's bringing in kesef, he writes more. He writes 50% more of what she brought in, which is 1/3 of the largest of the total amount. So 1,000 becomes 1,500. And in the second case, we're talking about movable chattel, where 1,000 is going to become 800. He has to guarantee 1/5 less. Mishnah Dalet. Poska lahachnis leksafim. If she agreed to bring in kesef, sela kesef nasa shisha dinrim. If she's going to bring in one sela, which is 4 dinrim, so he guarantees 6 dinrim. Hechosin mikabel olav asara dinrim lakupa. This is in addition to whatever he agrees money-wise. He also has to be mekabel on himself 10 dinrim to the kupa. Kupa means for tamrukim, for different, for purification things, you know, samamonim, perfumes, and cosmetics, he has to give 10 dinrim lakupa, l'chol mona umona. For every mona that she brings in, he has to guarantee 10 dinrim to the kupa for her cosmetics and perfumes. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says that there's no static rule. Hakol k'minig ha-medina. Everything is totally in the minig ha-medina.